Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, the skies over Jerusalem and Tel Aviv are mostly clear, with gentle sunshine gracing the morning hours. In Haifa, a light breeze accompanies the pleasant temperatures, making it a perfect day to be outside. In contrast, Eilat is experiencing warmer conditions, a nod to its typical desert climate. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports that the IDF has killed Mohammed Abdul Salam al-Yazouri, the commander of Hamas's Khan Yunis Brigade, in a southern Gaza airstrike just 2 hours ago. Also, Ynet confirms the death of Mohammed Yazouri, highlighting his role in trying to restore Hamas's power in Gaza, reported 4 hours ago. Also this hour, Walla reveals new footage from the Ali Tahar Ridge, showcasing the extent of underground infrastructure destroyed by the IDF in southern Lebanon 2 hours prior. Separately, I-24 News informs us that the U.S. has imposed new sanctions on Hezbollah and Iranian proxy networks following missile strikes on two ships in the Strait of Hormuz 9 hours ago. And finally, Israel Hayom Hebrew reports from Saudi Arabia that the IDF eliminated the Khan Yunis Brigade commander in Gaza last night. Reaction has been swift on social media. Hillel Fuld, an Israeli tech influencer, voiced strong opinions 2 hours ago, questioning whether Israel or the U.S. will address the ongoing threat from the Houthis. Eitan Fishberger, a journalist, criticized Yuval Avraham earlier today, accusing him of misinformation regarding civilian casualties in Gaza. Hananya Naftali, a political commentator, noted 2 hours ago that Hezbollah's stronghold is gone and warned of potential threats from Iran as the Jewish New Year approaches. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Times of Israel's report, Mohammed Abdul Salam al-Yazouri, known as Abu al-Haytham, was a pivotal figure in orchestrating attacks on Israeli troops. The IDF's targeted airstrike aimed to dismantle his efforts to rebuild the brigade's capabilities. This strike underscores the ongoing tension and the strategic moves to weaken Hamas's military structure in Gaza. Turning to the operation in southern Lebanon, as reported by Walla, the IDF's massive destruction of over 2 kilometers of underground infrastructure illustrates the depth of the conflict. With around 110 tons of explosives used, this operation highlights the significant resources being employed to neutralize threats from Hezbollah. Meanwhile, I-24 News reports on the U.S.'s new sanctions, a response to the missile strikes in the Strait of Hormuz. These sanctions aim to curb the influence of Hezbollah and its Iranian proxies in the region. The move reflects the heightened tensions and the international community's efforts to maintain stability in critical maritime areas. On the economic front, first, Katech highlights the intriguing role of Anthropic's Claude chatbot in the Israel-Iran shadow war, as both sides leverage AI technology in their intelligence rivalry. Separately, Mariv Business reports that oil prices have crossed the 10-year mark, prompting the European Central Bank to raise interest rates to 2.5%. This decision reflects the ongoing inflationary pressures exacerbated by rising energy costs. And finally, Walla Business shares that Yossi Siegel is investing in ArcVia, a company developing small modular nuclear power plants in the U.S. This investment signals a growing interest in nuclear energy solutions amid global energy transitions. That's your Israel 18 News update for this afternoon. We'll be back with more at 4 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.